on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And Sam Abel is the city manager for Gulf Breeze, and we always are joined by her when she has a city council meeting the night before. Sam, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, indeed. I hear the flowers are blooming. I cannot smell them from here, but I still have a little bit of a stuffed nose, but that's
what
you tell me. Is that right?
The flowers are blooming. Spring is upon us. We had a cold snap last night, so we're hoping that's the last one in March.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that one last one. And then, so it's beautiful here in the breeze.
And hopefully not too much damage or no damage at all caused by that. Let's hope, anyway, that's the case. One of the things, just because we have had people ask about this, but FPNL is in the process of doing a really, really good thing that causes inconvenience in the short term by undergrounding utilities, right?
That's right, Andrew. So this, of course, goes back over a decade in the making for the city of Gulf Breeze, but culminated in 2019 when our city renewed our franchise agreement with FPL in order to move forward with this plan. This is part of the council's resiliency strategic plan you hear me talking about so much. It's a five-year plan. And so we are undergrounding utilities on Highway 98. Next, it will be our arterial roads, and then finally our neighborhoods that aren't currently underground. What our commuters are seeing as they're driving through Gulf Breeze is they're actually seeing two different projects happening simultaneously. So months ago, we were able to run the conduit underground. The conduit is that straw that all the wires have to go through.
The straw. I've never heard it called that. I like that, though. All right.
Right.
The PVC pipe.
What,
all right. Go
what
on.
That's I tell my kids.
The
trust
straw.
Me. My kids
yeah,
know
I like
the difference
that.
Between a purple pipe, orange pipe. They know all the things, did you? And so we've run the conduit. FPL is just part of that. So FPL is running their power lines. And then also you have all those other utilities that then we have to coordinate them running their lines through that conduit as well. Second to that project, you have the installation of FPL lights. So those are lights that are owned by FPL that, you know, the city picked out of that power company's catalog, beautiful lights, and we lease those. We do that in partnership with FDOT, and FDOT helps, you know, reimburse the city for a portion of that cost. But your commuters might notice that they look very similar to Pensacola's lights. Most of it's also owned by FPL. And so on both sides of the bay, you have a beautiful comprehensive look at both town centers. And so we're really excited that project is finally popping up out of the ground.
Very good. I mean, anything for resiliency. And, you know, that means reliability. That means not vulnerability to tree branches falling and all of the things that come along with that. So we'll take it. I did want to ask you, just because we haven't talked about this in a while, where are we at with the plan to redesign 399 and 98, the, you know, underpass, flyover, roundabout's a dirty word to some people, but, you know, all of that was in the mix at one time. Where are we at in that project?
That's right. So that also, same period of time, also, you know, right before COVID, we had town hall meetings with Volkert Engineering as our consultant and McKimmon Creed. And what FDOT had encouraged the city to do is gain consensus from your community as to what you want. You might remember, Andrew, that FDOT and our Florida-Alabama TPO shared some pictures for the Navarre area mm-hmm. of what they could do with the bypass there, and they just resoundingly got a smackdown.
Yeah.
And FDOT said, you know, for all of our toil and efforts before Gulf Breeze city leaders come to us and ask us to make an investment, why don't you get most of your people on the same page first? We thought that was fair, and so that's what we did. We completed a feasibility study. Our community all gained consensus around a few key concepts. We took those to FDOT, and then FDOT completed their own feasibility study. And where we landed is that we were aligned in the same, you know, major concepts. And what that is, Andrew, is number one, we all agreed that a Highway 98 flyover at the 399 intersection was very important. And just to pause for a minute, what we're talking about when we say 399 is we're talking about the overpass to Pensacola Beach.
Yeah, the sailfish sign at that intersection, right.
That's right. So this affects everybody. Even if you're not going to the beach, obviously this is a pinch point, you know, through Gulf Breeze.
Right.
And so having that Highway 98 flyover is really important for those who are not going to the beach, but just trying to get through mm-hmm. right now on Highway 98. Obviously, you're going under an overpass, so it's clearly a pinch point. Secondly, everyone agreed that the shared use, you know, multimodal concept was super important as well for those local commuters who can travel by low-speed vehicles. Let's work so that they never even have to get on the road.
Right.
You see that on the Pensacola side. Let's continue that on the Gulf Breeze side. That leaves the third thing. And the third thing is that our locals like the idea of a traffic roundabout, just like on Pensacola. How nice to echo that on both sides. You know, it would be emblematic, you know, nationally, and just functionally, it would keep the traffic moving. Well, FDOT wasn't so sure about that one. They're, you know, modeling if we continue to grow at the pace that we are growing, they had concerns with that.
Okay.
And so FDOT has moved forward to what's called the PD&E phase. That's undergoing right now, and that's that second study before they move forward into full engineering.
Okay.
So that's where we are. The third part, whether there be a roundabout or whether they won't, FDOT was a lot cooler on that. The Gulf Breeze said, hey, let's just focus on what we do share in common, and then let's continue to work together as we move forward.
Okay. No, that's exactly what I wanted to know. And I thought I kind of remembered that's where we were, but you and I hadn't talked about it in a while, so I wasn't sure. So thank you for bringing me up to speed. So at this point, we're basically waiting for FDOT to finish up their PD&E, and then we'll have, you know, something more, you know, tangible to really talk about what's the option going forward. And
that's right.
And obviously, the TPO is going to be heavily involved in this, and Gulf Breeze, and yeah, I mean, this is, like you say, it affects a lot of people, so we'll know more when we know more. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, as always. Sam, oh, by the way, happy belated Ginger Appreciation Day to my fellow
yes.
redhead.
Well, and to my daughter, who is a real redhead, so yes, but
all,
thank you, yes.
All of us were all redder in our youth, let's just put it that way. We were all more red when we were younger. Sam Abel, as always, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, bye-bye.